with all three artists living in different states. Nora Lewis, Philip Opaglialonga, and Eric van der Veer-Varner are also creative with the way they prepare for performances.
In teaching, we focus a lot more on fundamentals, and we end up repeating ourselves a lot. Good advice bears repeating. And I think that as a group, we can usually dispense with the basics like that.
For a premiere that's coming up in November, we have very little rehearsal time together, and it's a very, very technically demanding and intricate piece. So I would say the process really depends on the composer as well as the time frame for performance.
While performing on the clarinet, oboe, and bassoon, the trio featured works written specifically for them.
I think sometimes it's easy to try to take shortcuts and to not necessarily think that at a certain point you have to practice as slowly and play scales every single day, but in fact, we do.
After leaving Utah, the Penn Trio will perform in Idaho, Florida, and Guatemala. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.